blockchain. So the thing about virtual currency is all virtual currency is distributed on a blockchain, and in general, it's all publicly distributed. So there are multiple copies of it in things called nodes, and all the data is linked together, and people all have multiple copies, and they use the cryptography and their network to validate the transactions. There are private blockchains. So you might have heard IBM, some other companies have rolled out so-called private blockchains. There's a lot of internal discussion about whether those are really even blockchains because they're private. So for some people, to them, the essence of a blockchain is that it's decentralized and distributed. So those are sort of controlled. You know, the controller has access to who gets in. But they're sort of cool because they try to address some real-world issues. So the things I've heard about is the shipping giant Maersk using them to track all the containers all around the world as they move through different ports in different countries. Another one would be we know that there's an incredible incredible focus on farm to table. And so there's a discussion about how you could use blockchain data to capture like exactly what farm and when this particular bit of food was grown. And you could have that data, and you could in the future have an app that you pull up on your phone at the grocery store to sort of see where the food came from. Now, this may not cut it for people because the issue with a blockchain like that is that it relies on the accuracy of that initial data. That's number one, right? Because maybe they said it was grown on this farm and it wasn't. And then the other issue is that a private blockchain like that, the control and access to the data might be controlled by a limited group, and they could alter data. So some people would argue that doesn't count. But those are just some private examples. Bitcoin is decentralized so that no user has complete control, and it's believed that it's irreversible. Many proponents of Bitcoin point out the fact that it's been around now for over 12 years and it hasn't been hacked, which is a big deal. So that's just something to think about. It is notable. What's a stablecoin? So one of the things that's really important to us as tax people and really important to people in this market is the price of an asset. It's always nice to know what I can sell something for. And it's always great when things are going up, but what about when things are going down? And so a stablecoin tries to address that volatility in pricing by having collateral that backs the coin so that you'll get your money back, essentially. It might do it through an algorithm to buy additional assets if it needs to. There are various ways that they try to maintain stability, but that's what a stable coin does. A stable coin tries to say, I want to set my value like at a dollar. And that way, if I invested a dollar, I'll get a dollar back. Right now, you have to look at the current price of Bitcoin like I did earlier, and you're always asking yourself, am I up or down? And it swings, it moves pretty actively. So that's just something to think about, and that's why stable coins exist. And they're a big deal. We'll talk more about them in the context of regulation. A privacy coin. So blockchains immutably track data, and so even though they don't have your name put on each block, once we figure out who the owner of something is through through technology, we can find all the blocks that you own for many cryptocurrencies. So a privacy coin is an attempt to sort of prevent that. So a privacy coin is intended to basically make it so that you can't see who is behind it. And this is because this market really values its privacy. Or, you know, there are these issues about how cryptocurrencies have been misused in the black market. And so maybe a privacy coin would facilitate that. But privacy coins are something you need to understand and think about, and there's always a great deal of interest in them. A smart contract. So a smart contract is a self-executing contract with the terms of the agreement being directly written into the lines of the code. You know, let's get rid of all the lawyers, right? We won't need them. We'll just have the agreement right here. It'll all be inside the contract. It's really cool.